This is Twit.
Ivan in Santanella, California. I don't know where that is. Hi, Ivan.
Hi, Leo. How's it going, man?
It's going great. Where is Santanella?
Santanella's on the I-5 about 40 miles from Tracy, California.
Got it. Well, nice to meet you.
First time caller. Been listening to you for about over a year now.
Thank you. Welcome.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
I have a question. I have an Alienware M14 laptop.
Oh, you're a gamer.
Yes, sir. I'm a gamer. I'm 22 years old, so that's all I do.
Best reason to own a Windows machine, gaming.
Yes, sir. I have a problem with it, and it just started up about a month ago. Laptop's less than a year old, but it's heating up like a mother. I understand that you know, it's a gaming laptop, so it's going to heat up, of course, but
yeah.
I have a temperature monitoring program on the laptop, and I'm getting temperatures of upwards of 210 degrees on my GPU.
See, when you can boil water on your computer, that's probably not a good thing.
No, and I've taken it back to the store. They say the hardware is fine, but the fans are spinning at their max RPM, and it's mainly my GPU that's the graphics card that's heating up.
Well, it is normal to heat up. I'm not sure what the normal tolerance of your NVIDIA or AMD GPU is, but I'm guessing it's not over 200 degrees.
No, well, I mean, like I said, I have that temperature monitoring software, and
yeah.
It gives me the maximum it's supposed to be, which is 170 degrees.
Okay, and that's Fahrenheit, obviously.
Yeah, Fahrenheit.
Yeah. You don't, yeah. So, yeah, generally speaking, you want to see, and I don't know why, for some reason, I'm used to looking at these numbers in Celsius. But
I can give you the numbers in Celsius.
No, yeah, it's fine, but I'm just usually, you want to see a CPU running around 40 or 50 degrees Celsius. You don't want to see 90.
My CPU is running at, right now, is at 52.
Yeah, that's good. Celsius. That's about right. It's interesting your GPU is heating up. I would guess that, you know, using my clairvoyant long-distance diagnostic powers, your GPU fan is probably not functioning.
Well, that's the thing. I took it to a Dell store, and I took it to Best Buy to get it checked out, and they said that all the hardware is functioning properly.
Did they open it?
Yeah, they opened it.
Okay, the other thing that can happen, you know, that the fans, nowadays these processors are working really hard, and they're jam-packed in there. There's literally millions of transistors, switches, in something the size of a square inch. So, yeah, if you think about it, and it's working, it's going to get very hot, and so cooling is important. It will easily get to 200 degrees Fahrenheit or hotter. In fact, at some point, you're very close to it, the whole system will just say, no, we're not going any farther because we don't want to burst into flame here. It can damage the processor, but they're cooled, and that's why they're cooled. The coolers usually are active coolers. They're fans, and they are either part of the mount or they're attached. But then there's the dip, which is the actual chip itself, the plastic container in the chip itself, and it is generally connected to the dip with a very thin paste of conductive adhesive, that, you know, heat conductive adhesive. Now, you can make a mess with that. You can put too much on, that's actually bad, or too little on, that's bad as well, obviously, or none, which wouldn't work at all. It may be that connection between the cooler, the active cooler on your GPU, and the GPU dip is failed, whether it's the thermal paste or maybe it got locked, knocked a little loose and there's an air gap. That would be the worst. You want there to be a very good thermal seal between the two. So, you know, it sounds like the store looked at it but didn't really solve it. That means they didn't fix it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm still having the problem.
Yeah.
Like I said,
so bring it back to them and say, fix it.
Yeah, because this normally only happens when I'm playing high-intensity, high-graphic games.
Yeah, of course it does. Well, think about it. It's not working hard. It's not going to heat up. It doesn't heat up just because it's sitting there. It heats up when you work hard, but it should handle that. It's an Alienware. It's designed for gaming.
Yeah, well, I mean, I see it normally when I'm gaming. That's normal. I understand that. But right now, I have my laptop on, just sitting on the side of my truck because I'm broken down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're having a bad day, my friend.
Yeah, tell me about it. And right now, the temperature on the GeForce, it's a GT 750. it right now it's at 150, and I'm not doing anything. 150 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, the cool. Yeah. So it does. I mean, look, you are doing something. You're looking at the screen. It does stuff, but so it's not as hot as 200 because it's not doing a game. But it's not cooling as much as it should. That's too hot. For idling, it shouldn't be that hot. Either the fans, now they looked, what they probably did, they opened up and said, well, the fans are spinning, I'm sure it's fine. What they didn't do is they didn't take the fans off and reapply the thermal paste, make sure it's all done properly, because that's a lot of work and they didn't want to do that. They need to fix it. They haven't fixed it. Bring it back to them. Do not continue to operate it this way. It's not good for it.
Okay. Yeah, no, I haven't played in about a week because I'm afraid of burning the CPU.
Well, you won't. You won't. The system will shut down before it actually burns anything.
I mean, the first time I saw it get up that high, I shut down the laptop, closed it, and put it in front of a fan.
I presume. Did you watch these guys look at it? Did they clean? Make sure it's all clean? And, you know, there's not...
Yeah, they opened it up. I saw them open it up. They took the computer cleaner and cleaned it out, and then they ran the fans, and they said, well, both fans are running, you know.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Problem. They made sure the fans were spinning and that the vents weren't clogged, but I think it's a thermal paste issue, and they need to take it off to do that. They need to actually take it off, clean it off, and reapply it. That's above their pay grade. So this is, look, part of this is the nature of laptop gaming. I mean, really, you're trying to, these high-end video games really are intense. There is nothing more demanding on a computer than playing, you know, Crysis or Far Cry or, you know, at the highest resolution, which I'm sure you're doing, in the highest graphics as fast as you can. That is challenging. And it's a challenge for a desktop. You'll see a lot of gaming computers have liquid cooling. They have big fans. They have a lot of space in between stuff. Take all that, jam it into a tiny container with minimal currents of air going through it, and of course it's going to be challenging. I would call Dell, I would call Alienware, and just ask, is this normal? Maybe it is. They may say, yeah, you know, we know it's hot in there. That's all we could do. It's a tiny space. What do you want, magic? Because, you know, it is going to be hot. It should shut down if it gets too hot. It shouldn't continue on. But I really think... This is, I don't know what you want me to tell you. It needs to be fixed. I wouldn't continue to do it because after 200 degrees, when you're talking 90 centigrade, 90 Celsius, that's pretty darn hot. I don't think you want to go much hotter than that.